Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I always get a joy talking to my brother, my friend, someone that's been such a dear partner in music and ministry over the years and how we've shared the stage together. I always love talking to Mr. Marshall White. He is a leader extraordinaire. He's a life coach. He's the founder and the one that brought together all the different dreams and visions that's happened with UPAF, United Performing Arts Foundation, and Voices of Unity. And something amazing is happening. If you haven't heard, come on, wake up. You need to know this. Marshall, thank you for your time. Tell me what's going on with Voices of Unity and UPAF these days, because it is big.
First of all, I am proud and honored to be with the Queen of Radio. And
thank you.
Things are going great at Unity Performing Arts Foundation. The Voices of Unity is preparing for their first international trip since COVID.
Wow.
So we have not been on the international stage since 2016.
My goodness.
And so we haven't been at the World Choir Games since 2014. So this is a major undertaking, a new generation of young people starting at the age of 6 years old.
Wow.
They go up from 6 years old to 18, and they've never been on stage, never performed, and they're being prepared right now to perform at the highest level in the world.
Yes.
And to be the next generation of Fort Wayne ambassadors. And
yes.
So we are so excited about it, and this is the new wave of preparing the new way for our kids, and what better way but to give them the opportunity to do something bigger than themselves.
Yes, that's it.
That's what our kids need today, because they're so full of anxiety and stress and depression.
Yes.
And simply because they're not ever given opportunities to do something bigger than themselves.
Well, you are definitely giving them that opportunity. Thank you to all the people that sponsors, and I know people that get behind your ministry, because you couldn't do what you're doing in your organization if that wasn't happening, because you allow kids to come in and just learn and grow and challenge. There's not some big cost.
Yes. Our focus is holistic. It's empowerment programming and the Voices of Unity. So we focus on the person and the art second. And so our whole goal is to build up that person, to train that person, prepare that person for a life of impact in our society. And so we are seeing amazing numbers of kids who are going off into the world, becoming successful, doing great things, working with people, even some now working with nonprofits across the country.
Nice.
And giving back to kids. Unbelievable.
That's so great. We have a lot to talk about, and we're going to continue to cover this and talk about it, Marshall, because we've been doing this for years. But again, you have a chance to go to the World Choir Games in New Zealand. What's the date for that?
The date is July 13th through the 22nd, and we'll be competing in the gospel category.
Yes.
So we'll be taking the Word of God and music to the World Choir Games. And that is the most amazing thing, because when we went to China, we sung about Jesus in China.
Yes.
And that was amazing. Woo. And we were ambassadors of Christ in China, because we reached out and was a friend to the Chinese choir.
Amen.
And we are to this day still friends with that choir that was hurt during the games. And
yes.
So the World Choir Games concept is an opportunity for us to share not only our attitudes and characters with the world, but also to share Christ.
Amen.
With the world as
That's
well.
What it's about. So we're asking you, as you're listening, would you pray? Would you please support and pray for UPAF and Voices of Unity Youth Choir, so many other great ministries that they offer and outreach for kids? Check it out. I have it on my Conversations link right now at star883.com. And Marshall, we're praying for you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
Thank you so much, Melissa. We love you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.